Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9, the Bible says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Oh, what a wonderful and powerful verse. Matthew chapter 5 is filled with it, but verse number 9 is a very important verse to me. Let me start with an illustration, and then we'll jump into the thought. There are teams of people who are trained professionally to defuse bombs. Since the early 1900s, we in America have trained people to defuse bombs. It was originally started to stop the bombings and on stores and people by the mafia. With the coming days of World War I and World War II and the rest of the wars throughout the 1900s and continuing on to present day, we've become much better and more professional at defusing bombs. It is not an easy job. One mistake or one wrong move can hurt or kill many people. You have to be able to handle a lot of pressure to work around bombs like that. You have to be able to outthink the maker of the bomb. You have to be able to do this while people all around you are panicking and screaming and mobbing away. There are people who cannot let everything going on around them to affect their job. These are people who have to put up with people just that are in total panic. These bomb diffusers must be able to take control of their own emotions and the people around them in a volatile situation, and they have to be able to act and do what is right and focus on how to fix a bad situation. Now, that seems like a strange place to start, but I wonder how many of us end up in conversations that end negatively, that end up in arguments. We end up in conflict. You come through the holidays and you talk with family and you hate going sometimes because you know you're going to get into an argument with somebody. You see, these tense moments requires someone, according to Matthew chapter 9, to be a diffuser. Blessed are the peacemakers. That word peacemaker literally means to diffuse. It means somebody who can take a volatile situation and turn it into a stable situation. Unfortunately, too many of us like 4th of July, and we like lighting the fuses and watching everything blow up instead of defusing and having peace. And Jesus tells us that we are to be diffusers, not igniters. Jesus said that the children of God are those who keep trying to diffuse volatile situations. Let me ask you a question. Will you act like God wants and how he wants his children to act? Or are you going to be that person that insists on lighting the fuse? Will the bombs of arguments explode around you? Will you light the fuse? Will you explode because you allow your own fuse to be lit? Let me give you several thoughts today. Number one, all of us have opportunities arise where we could cause or express conflict. May I say something? We should never express opposite opinion. Don't light your own fuse. Brother Hiles taught me a long time ago that I should make a list of things that cause me to get angry very quickly. I studied me. I found out what angers me. And when I see the beginning signs of those areas, I begin to work on me so that I don't express my opinion. You know, we should not talk about areas with people that we know we differ on. I have many friends. Many of them have changed in some way or another. And I'm not here to judge them, but I know what areas I'm not changing in, and I'm not going to talk about areas that they've changed in. I'll sometimes preach in another man's church, and I may know he has influences or ideas or things that I don't prefer. I just don't talk about it. You see, I avoid those things so as to not have an explosion. We ought to look ahead and see potential conflict. In my church, I use the statement, let's not poke the bear. You know, you can only poke the bear so many times before he strikes back. This is why we ought to study ourselves and study others, and let's not talk about things that we know are going to cause conflict. We all have to be around things, but we don't have to talk about everything. Number two, most opinions don't even need to be expressed. Just because you're thinking about it doesn't mean everybody else needs to hear about it. One of the dangers of social media, texting, email, all these things, leaving reviews for everything that you purchase. Everybody wants to express an opinion. May I ask a question? In expressing your opinion, is it going to change anything? If your opinion is not strong enough as far as with authority behind it, then why do we even express it? I have businessmen in my church. I don't run their businesses. Sometimes they'll come and ask me for advice, and I'll ask enough questions to be able to give them biblical advice. But I don't say, well, I think that's stupid. I would never run my business. It's not my business. Matter of fact, I don't even think about running their business. I have enough going on to church. I don't need to run their business. Most employers are upset at, or employees are upset at work because they think about and express opinions in areas they have no authority. They know how to run the company, but they can't do their own job. Husbands need to be careful not to say how that they would do the wife's work at home. You know, let everybody have the ability to do things their way. Let's not express our opinions so much. And lastly, Jesus said that those who defuse bombs are blessed, jumping up and down with joy. Those who can diffuse conflict will be extra happy to those that deal with explosions. In World War II, Japan was not willing to diffuse. And we had to bring out giant bombs and explode and destroy two major cities before they would decide to diffuse. Let's choose our battles wisely. And by the way, I agree with the decisions we made in World War II, but may we not have to drop hydrogen bombs and atom bombs every day. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.